This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in just a few hours at the Group of 20 summit in Osaka, Japan, as they try to restart trade negotiations between the world's two largest economies. Asked Friday whether he expects Xi to put a trade deal offer on the table Saturday, Trump sounded optimistic.
It'll be an exciting day. A lot of people are talking about it, and it's very interesting, and it's going to come out hopefully well for both countries, and ultimately it will work out.
Trump has threatened another $325 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. That would cover just about everything China exports to the U.S. that is not already covered by current tariffs on Chinese imports. China has slapped its own tariffs on U.S. products, including those produced by financially strapped American farmers. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is willing to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas just to shake his hand and say hello. Trump made the offer in a tweet just hours ahead of landing in South Korea. While there, if Chairman Kim of North Korea sees this, I would meet him at the border DMZ just to shake his hand and say hello, Trump said. Kim has not commented on Trump's offer. It would be the third meeting between Trump and Kim, who met last June in Singapore and in February in Hanoi, Vietnam. The defending champion U.S. team has reached the semifinals of the Women's World Cup football tournament in France. Megan Rapinoe scored two goals to lead the Americans to a 2-1 victory over host country France Friday. The French got back in the game with a goal from Wendy Renard in the 81st minute, but it was not enough. The U.S. women take on England in the semifinals. This is VOA News. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defended his civil rights record.